just your name? Pick concrete.
Yes, Robin.
What? I'm sorry, there's no one by the name Rob here.
Maybe Robert or Bob.
Well, we have a Robert. He is not in. Can I take a message?
Yeah, it's Patrick with Cardiff. Is he going to be back in later today or already off for the weekend?
2:30. He probably won't be back till Monday.
Okay. Can I just leave you with my number then? Pass it along for when he's back in.
Cardiff, you said?
Yeah, Cardiff.
What's your name?
Patrick.
What is this regarding?
It's about some equipment.
I'm sorry, say that again?
About some equipment.
Like, did we buy it from you?
No, I talked to him earlier in the summer about bringing some on for you guys, and he told me to check back around September, see what you guys are doing out there in Littleton.
Okay. What's your phone number, Patrick?
It's 858-252-1481. And then maybe an email I could reach him at, too. I know he's pretty busy.
I can't give out his personal email address, but I can give you our general email, and it'll get forwarded to him.
Yeah, definitely.
It's info.
Uh-huh.
At pateconcreteinc.com.
Perfect. And you said you'd be back in on Monday?
Yeah.
And does he have maybe anybody else who helps him out with the financing? I know he's the owner. Or does he do just about all that for you guys?
No, I'm the office manager.
Oh, perfect. Do you guys have any plans coming up for the rest of the year? I talked to him, you know, earlier in the summer about some equipment.
Like to buy or rent, or because I know right now we're not in the market to purchase anything right now. I mean, we occasionally rent some trowels every once in a while, but that's about it.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't for anything to rent. I'm calling from a business bank. We do finance the equipment, so okay. I'm not sure what it was exactly he had coming up. I spoke to him just for a few minutes, and he just told me to call him back around September and see what you guys were doing. So
true,
just wanted to, you know, touch base and see everything was going.
Yeah, no, like I said, I know not at the current moment we're not looking to buy anything. Like I said, we rent every once in a while, but that's about it.
I gotcha. What is it that you guys end up renting?
They're just mostly trowels. Because the ones that we have, some of them are kind of old, and so it takes a while to get them fixed. Our shop guys have to get them
right.
Fixed, so we got to go out and rent them for a day or two.
Yeah, yeah. Well, have you guys ever, you know, looked at replacing those or, you know, bringing on some new ones so you don't have to keep renting?
I know that he has purchased two of them, gosh, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay, so pretty recently then.
Yeah.
And I mean, what happened with those? Why are you guys still renting if... You know, he brought them on.
Well, because, I mean, they're kind of expensive, and so you can't go out and buy a whole fleet of them at once.
Right, right.
Being a small business, you know, that's not something that's in our budget.
No, exactly. So. That's, you know, initially why I was giving you a call, so.
Right, yeah. So, no, he went and bought them with cash, and he's slowly going into replacing them. And the newer models are pretty cool, too, so.
Okay, okay. He ended up just paying cash for those, though?
Yeah.
Why did he, is that usually what he does, or, you know, did he just not want to finance, or?
Well, they're not like, I don't know how to say this, they're not like super, super expensive, you know, I mean, it was something that was affordable that we could go and pay cash, but, you know, like with our Caterpillars, we, you know, we have to lease those.
Yeah, right, right.
They're monstrous payments.
No, yeah.
So, with the smaller equipment, he likes to go out and pay cash for them, just because it's easier on the budget and everything, but then, you know, he'll save up money if he needs a big Caterpillar or a big, whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, the smaller, and he just goes out and pays cash for it.
Oh, okay.
Over with, that way, you know, we're not hit with charges and, you know.
No, exactly. Right. How much did he end up getting those for, too, just out of curiosity?
Off the top of my head, I think it was $11,000.
For both or each?
For both.
Okay, so yeah, that's not too bad. Not, you know, not really something you need to finance.
Nothing to finance, really.
Excuse me. Yeah, well, I mean, does he typically, who does he tend to lean on when he does, you know, need to finance some new equipment? Do you guys have a bank out there in Colorado, or does he kind of shop around?
Well, most of the payments that I make for our equipment is through Caterpillar.
Okay, so directly through the manufacturer?
Correct.
Okay.
But, you know, we have our fleet vehicles, and that goes through a bank.
Right, right. How many are you guys up to nowadays? I mean, how much is in the fleet?
I couldn't even tell you off the top of my head.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
No, it's fine too. Just kind of getting a feel for the business. But I mean, are you guys looking to bring on any more, you know, pieces of equipment maybe for the tax write-off at the end of the year? Or?
You know, like I said, not right now. I know he's not looking into anything huge that would require us to get a loan.
Mm-hmm.
But I will definitely let him know that you called if he changes his mind, because he changes his mind at the very last minute sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, when something comes up, right?
Yeah.
No, I understand that, too. And you guys do concrete, right?
Yes, we do the labor on the concrete.
Right. Well, what do you guys do to, you know, keep busy during the winter with all the snow and everything out there?
Well, same thing. I mean, we've got jobs all year long.
Okay, so
if it's really bad out, I mean, the guys, of course, can't work, but...
No, of course, and, I mean, you guys do, it's not all outdoor, right? There's, you know, inside jobs, and...
99% of it is outdoor.
Okay, so you guys are all, like, the residential aspect, then?
Nope, commercial.
Okay, just more outside?
Yep.
I gotcha. And then, a voicemail for Rob, or just kind of you guys?
Just me. He doesn't have, right. There's no direct lines here or anything. We're pretty small shop.
Yeah, it's fine. I had the info though, and or the email, and I'll shoot that over, and you guys have my info on file if anything does come up.
Sounds good.
All right, well, have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you, bye.